Civic Media radio station and the app. You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
CBS News and always on the hour. On the Civic
presented
Media
by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The sound of a phone charging station in Gaza as hundreds of thousands of residents of the enclave flee from the north to the south. More on the mass movement from the BBC's Yolanda Nell.
On the two roads heading south in Gaza, witnesses describe Palestinians moving in vehicles piled high with their belongings or on foot carrying plastic bags and suitcases. Israel's military has reiterated that 1 million residents of northern Gaza, one of the most crowded places on earth, must leave their homes.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with Israeli infantrymen today. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb says it appears Israel is preparing for a ground attack aimed at crushing Hamas.
While Israel hasn't confirmed if it will launch a ground invasion, it looks all but certain as the death toll in Gaza only rises. This morning, the Palestinian Ministry of Health has confirmed over 2,200 people have been killed, including more than 720 children, since Israel began retaliating against Hamas's horrific attack 1 week ago.
About 100 pro-Israel demonstrators gathered in front of Israel's defense ministry in Tel Aviv to demand the safe return of hostages held by Hamas, demonstrator Amit Shemtov.
I just want my brother back. There's nothing more I want. This whole thing is supposed to be for us to unite and get all the hostages back home safely. The least amount of casualties as possible.
Israel says Hamas is holding 120 people. The U.S. says at least 14 Americans are unaccounted for. Russia is calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble says that's a head-scratcher.
It's a little hypocritical that Russia is trying to step into a peacemaker role in the Israel-Gaza conflict when it's waging its own brutal war in Ukraine, a war that's cost thousands of lives.
The judge in the federal election interference case involving Donald Trump is expected to make an important ruling soon.
Judge Tanya Chutkan will hear arguments Monday over whether to impose a gag order against Donald Trump following his inflammatory remarks against prosecutors and against her. Trump's attorneys say any effort to silence his speech smacks of censorship. Judge Chutkan must balance the need to protect the integrity of the legal proceedings against the First Amendment rights of the former president and current candidate for the Republican presidential nomination. Donald Trump has freely expressed his disdain in this case and in several other legal cases against him. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A partial solar eclipse of the sun now visible over the Americas. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's a new push to encourage women to get screened for breast cancer when they're younger. Eric Tegedoff has more.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and health professionals say younger women are increasingly being diagnosed with the cancer. About 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed in her lifetime, but survival rates are high if the cancer is caught early. Dr. Monica Wells with Kaiser Permanente says 50 is a well-known age for people to start getting screened for the cancer.
If you sample individuals, even amongst my patient population, they think about 50 as being the time they need to start getting mammograms. But what we're doing is we're wanting to move the needle on that and have those conversations earlier.
About 1 in 11 new breast cancer cases are diagnosed in women younger than 45. There are more than 3.8 million breast cancer survivors in the United States. Wells says it might be a good idea for some women to start the screening process at age 40.
If we can identify who we can screen earlier and find those early cases, we sort of have a potentially 10-year head start on treating cancer.
When breast cancer is caught at its earliest stage, the 5-year survival rate is 99%. Wells says that's another reason why screening women at a younger age is important.
Early detection, when we find those cancers that are in their earlier stages, opens up a whole spectrum of treatment options that might not be as readily available or maybe more complicated if it's a more advanced cancer.
I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Everybody, welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens, and we are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. Hey, folks, welcome to another episode of the Cripescast. Yes, Colleen, what's going on?
Are you a little loud?
What?
Are we loud?
Am I loud?
Are we loud?
I mean, I don't feel loud.
Okay.
Are those, maybe those are the headphones that I'm usually wearing. So it's just that the headphones are turned up.
Wait.
What?
Put that on.
Let me see. Let's see. Is it the headphones or is it just your voice? And Noah.
That's for sure louder.
Is it louder?
Absolutely.
It is a little louder, yeah.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Now
we
feel good. Oh my God.
So it's the headphones this whole time, Colleen. It's not that you're a loud talker.
Well, it is. It's both.
Well, yeah. You enjoy the art of projecting. You do.
I do. What can I say?
Admittedly so. Yeah. You're good at it.
I celebrate life.
So this week, Colleen, we're taking the Cripescast viewers on a very special journey.
Again.
A journey, well, it's a different journey. The last time I went on a journey with Grandma Sue, Lois, and Aunt Mary, we went from Fond du Lac to, I think technically, Baraboo. Or no, not Baraboo. Was it Baraboo? Is that where Ho-Chunk is? Wisconsin Dells, but I think it might technically be Baraboo. Anyways, this time we are going from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, with Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Grandma Sue's best casino friend, Lois. And we are going to North Star Casino in Bowler, Wisconsin. Mm. It's
a big difference.
Yep. So I was doing a show in Bowler, and Marie from North Star Casino, who's great, she said, hey, if Grandma Sue wants to come, I'll hook her up with a room. A high roller suite.
Dang.
I told Grandma Sue, and oh boy, Grandma Sue was on it.
No, I think you had that date on the calendar that you were playing there. She knew. And then was like, I'm coming. From what I remember, you found out that you were playing there from your, like, it was like your grandma knew.
Yeah, she keeps tabs on. My grandma loves the casino. She loves the thrill of the game. Love you know, it. It's not even the money you win. It's what happens, you know, right in that anticipation. Just as Absolutely. You pull the slot, the numbers are rolling.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is another conversation we had. It gets wild.
Yeah.
In this episode.
I love these episodes. And I think, yeah, your grandma's a Cripescast sweetheart. This is her, like, I think third time back on the show.
Yeah. She rats out Mary for having a boyfriend.
Currently?
Yeah. She and Lois talked about going to Stinky Point with their then boyfriends. Now husbands, and watching the submarines.
We all know that euphemism.
I didn't get it at first, too. You guys will hear this, but she said, at first
was it actually a euphemism? I was just giving them crap.
No, first she said, watching the rats. And then they said, watching the submarines. I was like, are they messing with me right now? And yeah, they were talking about getting freaky.
No way.
Yeah,
they admitted to that?
They admitted to it.
Yeah. Good for them. I mean... Yeah. People got to do what they got to do.
They do got to do. And I think my grandma has reached the point in life of giving zero F's. Something that rhymes with bucks.
Honestly, if they hadn't watched the submarines, would you be here?
You know Probably what I mean? Not.
You know what
Probably
I mean?
Not.
They got to do what they got to do.
God bless.
It's the circle of life.
I learned a lot about my grandma in this episode.
So great. I love that.
But I think you all will enjoy it. I also think you'll enjoy come seeing us on tour. You go to charliebarons.com, click on the tour, or cripescast.com. They can click on the tour. Yep.
And this week we've got the Tornado Valley leg of the tour, which is Wichita, Kansas, October 12th. Kansas City, Missouri, October 13th. Springfield, Missouri, October 14th. And Evansville, Indiana, October 15th.
Come on out, folks. Come on out.
And we've got a lot of other new shows added, like late shows in Rochester, Marshfield, Houghton, Michigan, Fish Creek. And then there's some more tour dates that are going to be announced in the new year. So
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
The tour is shaping up nice. I'm liking the new jokes. I'm enjoying it. Yeah. Fun. So
I haven't seen your new hour yet, but I'm excited to.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the support
when it works in my schedule.
Also, hey, we got some Oaptober merch. If you want to buy stuff that says Ope on it, well, we got you covered. Mm-hmm. We got your Ope hunting hats, hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts,
the neon Ope sign, that's like that one,
neon Ope sign shirt,
yeah,
koozies, cribbage boards, all made in the USA, folks. Check it out, cripescast.com. just click on the merch section. Makes great Christmas presents. And in the month of this
October,
when you spend $100, just add that Blaze Orange Ope beanie to your bin and use the promo code Oaptober, and you're getting that beanie for free, baby. That's right. Spend $100, get a free beanie. Because, you know, we're really nice here over at Crepes Cast.
Yeah.
It is a good deal.
It is.
I mean, it's all made in the U.S.
My dad loves it. And it fits on his big head, so it'll fit on yours.
Spoken like a true daughter. All right, that's enough chit-chat, folks. It's time now to talk to Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Lois Bentley on the Cripescast. By the way, a little disclaimer about this episode. I filmed it on my phone. I wasn't expecting it to be another Cripescast episode, but then we got so much good material, I was like, I think it can work. So if the audio sounds a little bit raw, I guess, shall we say, just bear with us.
Grandma has not driven in how long, Grandma?
I haven't either, so I can't laugh too hard.
Well, let's see. I drove, it was Labor Day weekend. Remember, Charlie, we were going to go to the casino.
We were going to go to the casino. And you canceled.
Yeah, because I was sick. Because
you were sick.
Did you have COVID?
No, not yet.
Yeah, okay.
Oh yeah, I did.
You did.
August 17th, I had COVID.
And you said,
but Chris said something to me, and it just didn't hit me right. And I said goodbye to Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And in the car, I got.
Mm-hmm.
Were you?
A little bit.
A little.
But really, the trip to the casino was a breeze.
Well, they didn't know where you were.
Who didn't?
Did they know you were at the casino?
Well, I'm sure they figured it out.
When you...
Why would they figure that out?
Yeah. Because that's all I talk about.
The options were the church or the casino.
Yeah.
And it was a Saturday, so... Casino it was.
Was it a Saturday? I thought it was a Sunday.
Oh, boy. Now you got to go to confession. So you went there. How much did you spend?
Well, I came in with I came in with 100 in one wallet and 200 in the other side.
Is this like
my money too, Sue?
Is this like Jesus with the fishes, you know? Yeah. Cast over to the other side of the wallet. And so 300 total.
Yep, 300 total.
Uh-huh.
So the one side, the 100 I didn't touch.
No.
Because that was a check that I cashed that they didn't want me to have, but I was having it anyway.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
It was my spending money, I figured.
Yeah, it's your money. It's written out to you, right?
Right, it was.
Unless you forged a check on the Lord's Day, then that's...
That took you a long time to pee.
Whole other deal. Oh, here's Mary. Mary, we're recounting Grandma's unannounced trip to the casino.
What do you mean, her unannounced trip?
She snuck out.
She just took the car and ran. She put the car in neutral and...
No oxygen. Let's rock and roll.
I wasn't on oxygen then.
She wasn't on oxygen then, Mary. Quit inventing stories here.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, Mary, I'm filming it for the children, so watch your language.
Get that camera down.
Why?
Last time I got annihilated with that thing.
What, the whole nipple issue?
Yeah! You think I'm gonna get a boyfriend with that nipple thing out there?
Well, that was back when you were in your younger years, Mary.
Yeah.
I hate to...
Well, now that's on...
She has a boyfriend.
Mary's got a boyfriend?
Yes. His name is Matt.
Shut up.
No!
Is he imaginary or is
No, he's real.
Really?
Yeah. Last night he was in. He came in.
Whoa! Mary.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, he really likes
her. The one on the left.
Which
push
one?
Push it in and hold it. Duh.
Did you...
Do you want this open?
Sure, it's fine for now, unless you want to close.
I think...
Close it?
No, it's... I don't care what you do.
Whatever. Hey, should we lock the door or no?
We don't lock the door.
That's what I figured.
We got somebody coming in to take care of the dog anyway.
All right, good deal.
Mary always locks the door.
Mom, is the door open?
I don't know. You better not have locked it.
Let me go check.
Oh, God. You know, you get one boyfriend and then you forget doing all the other stuff you're supposed to do.
You know what? Are we dwelling on this?
We have just started. We have dwelling.
Well, we just found out about
it. We barely scratched the surface.
Does anybody want a pear?
A pear?
Yeah, she's got a whole bag of them here.
Yeah, I'll have a pear.
Mm.
Here. That must be from the friends across the street.
Thank you. Do they have a pear tree?
We have a pear tree.
I'll have one, Lois.
Okay. They're a little unripe at the moment.
No, yours is ripe.
Yeah, yours is real ripe.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
This one isn't too bad. Here.
It's a tougher...
Where's my hand?
Tougher pear.
Where's my arm? Oh, thank you, ma'am.
There's your pear.
Oh, this looks good.
Why are you bringing paper towels?
For the pears.
Oh. Lois called it out right away for the pears.
Yep. We each got our pears. They're good.
I took a bite. They are good.
Are they?
Are these
right off the tree?
Lee and Monica's?
Yep.
Oh, right off the tree.
Right off the tree.
So, Mary.
Here, hand me the paper towel.
That conversation is over with Charlie.
Mary, where'd you meet Matt?
Yeah.
Well, Matt, who?
I kind of like to know, too.
How old is he?
43.
Ooh.
He is her age.
Mary, are you a cradle robber or is he a grave digger?
I'm a cougar.
All right, which way am I going? I know which way. I got it. Well, good for you, Mary. So he's your age. Where'd you meet him?
Online.
Online? Craigslist?
Yep, Craigslist.
Craigslist?
Catholic, whatever.
So where's this picture?
No picture.
Let's see the spring break pics.
Picture. Why?
Mm. I don't know. I've never taken a picture.
Mary, can I have a piece of paper towel?
Here.
Thank you.
How long you been dating him, Mary?
I only went to a Brewer game with him.
No, you didn't.
Uh-oh.
He's been at the house how many times?
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, are you done?
Mary is...
No, I'm not going to button up yet.
Oh, this is getting more exciting. By the minute here.
This is some news. So, Mary, I heard you're also not waking up until 11 a.m.
Well, that's because she's all night.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Putting some pieces of the puzzle together. Are we living a moral life?
Now that's kind of personal.
I will tell you this, Charlie. I'm not going in the living room. When is that?
Oh, damn. This is great content for the podcast.
Charlie.
What?
You are not putting this in the podcast.
Well, of course. We have to have something exciting.
Don't.
Come on.
This damn story.
Mary, spill the tea.
Figment of Sue's imagination.
I don't think so.
All right.
She is a big
So what does he do for a living, Mary?
He's an accountant.
Mm. Well, that's pretty good. Where?
In Madison.
He lives in Madison, huh?
Yep, he lives in Madison.
Wow.
He lives in Sun Prairie. That's a nice town.
So has he got some money?
Yeah, he's loaded, Charlie.
Is he?
He's an accountant. He's got access to a lot.
Did he give you some for the casino?
Is he meeting us there?
Is he?
I gotta see this guy.
Good question, Lewis.
Yeah, Mary Pope is dating.
She's not answering, so maybe he is. No. We'll have to keep an eye on Mary.
We'll have to keep an eye on Lois and where she sits.
Yeah. Oh, we're keeping an eye on Mary.
Wow.
Where she sits.
I'm not too exciting. We got more exciting stories. No.
Lois, yeah. You won $500 with your seat at the casino.
Yeah, well,
the last time.
That was the last time.
Well, I got to remember to check in and get my card right away.
Yeah,
maybe
I have to get mine too
because I'm mulch. So,
I'm going to North Star. I don't have one for there.
Grandma's,
where do my sodas go? Oh, here they are. I was like, turn around
and get your sodas. Did you remember my oxygen tank?
Did you remember Grandma's oxygen, Mary?
I don't know.
God, Mary. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I have it out.
If Grandma starts losing oxygen, you're giving her CPR.
I'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
I was fine before I got it.
We need to see if that's in the case.
Yeah. I'm not giving her mouth to mouth, that's for sure.
Well, we don't know about that yet.
Charlie, I think we have it, but...
All right. You want me to go check?
Yeah.
Well, you should probably check because you know what it looks like.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know what it looks like too, but I think it'd be better if you got out the car.
Just push this button forward.
Okay.
So, Grandma, how long has she been dating him?
Charlie!
I would say a couple months.
Couple months?
Mm-hmm. She just tipped her water.
And every weekend he's there.
Every weekend?
Really?
Yeah, he comes every weekend.
Well, why don't you sneak a picture?
At least for a day.
Does she go to him?
Never.
Comes
to our house.
Really?
Yep.
She's never gone to his house?
No. Not that I know of.
Mary? Is he a married man?
He was. His wife died.
Oh.
Mary, is it in the car?
Yep.
Oh, she remembered
it.
Mary, have you gone to his house yet?
I'm not telling you a thing. You have such a big mouth.
Charlie, who am I going to tell?
Tell a Charlie is what this is.
Just put it on your...
Yeah.
John Gaston.
Yeah. Who am I going to tell?
Who?
Tell a Charlie.
Les goes, just put it on your podcast. Charlie.
Mary, I'm a steel trap. You can tell me whatever.
You're not evolved. That's for sure.
I'm not evolved?
Evolved.
Like, put it in the vault?
Mm-hmm.
You never do that.
Well, neither do you.
You're like Rufus.
Oh, don't compare me to Rufus now.
You are exactly like Rufus.
You know what?
Oh, no.
I take that as a compliment.
Rufus is like Betty Boop. Yes.
Betty Boop?
Yeah, he walks around and shuts all the lights off in the house. He gets mad if the water is running. Yeah, he's frugal.
That's how
we have to live when he's there.
You know what Mary's doing? Changing the subject.
Is that it?
That's it. She's changing the subject.
Mary, what is Matt's last name?
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope
you don't know his last name?
Nope.
Come, Mary.
I don't.
How long? Mary.
What? It's not relevant.
Yes, it is. What happens if he goes berserk?
Wait, you don't...
You gotta report it.
You don't know his last name and you've never been to his house, Mary? Mary, are you withholding information from us?
Apparently. Oh, God, Lois. Well, you might as well spill it because...
Oh, we should have stopped at that Walgreens.
Oh, shoot. We gotta go to Walgreens.
Jesus. What did you go to Walgreens for?
We're getting some
lubricant for my nose, so I don't have nosebleeds.
I like Lois's response to that, though. She's like, "Oh Jesus, what are we doing that for? I got money to spend. Got a hole burning in my pocket."
Let's go. Let's forget about Walgreens.
No, we're going to Walgreens.
No,
you should go to Walgreens in Fuller.
There's no Walgreens in Bowler, Mary.
Oh, you know that.
I've been to Bowler. There's the casino there and, you know, nice gas station. And it's going to be a lot easier.
I bet they'd have lubricant. They have no store at the casino. Well, maybe a different kind of lubricant. Never mind.
Well, a nice little lube joke for the kids at home. Thanks, Lois. Appreciate that. You know, I can't take you guys anywhere. Mary almost spilt out her Diet Coke from that one.
Oh, God.
I'm going to shut
my mouth. No, please keep talking.
Oh, it was funny, though.
It was.
Yeah. I'm keeping my mouth shut this time because I really let it loose last time.
Yeah, you did.
No, we still don't know his last name.
My nipples were all over the internet.
Well, geez, is that how you met Matt?
Oh, God. There are no words, Charlie.
We'll find him. We got an hour drive in us yet.
We'll get it out of her.
We will, too.
What's his last name, Mary?
So I will repay you for this.
Yes. Wow. Hey, we got Rockstar Parking.
We do have Rockstar Parking. Where's that?
Do you even know what you're looking for in there?
Rockstar Parking.
Sue.
Yeah, what?
Do you even know what you're looking for in there?
Sam told her. Lubricant. Yeah. She's going
to
come out with...
I got to go to the pharmacist, though.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I can't buy just anything. I can't buy absolutely no Vaseline.
All right, I'll go with you. We're taking 151 to Madison. I got the directions right here. Take a right over on Green Bay, and then we're good.
Oh, now we're going towards Green Bay.
Yeah, it's 41. Just west of Green Bay.
Oh, that's right, it is. I remember.
Should we call you Lubricant Lois?
Wow. Mary.
Oh, God. Lois said that.
I'm telling on her.
Lois said that Missy's going to be, like, mortified.
Mary, we got you some KY jelly in there, too. You and Matt are going to have a good old time with your personal massages.
Open your door, Charlie.
Open my door?
Yeah.
Mary, if I go, you go. I'm the pilot.
I'll climb up there and save us.
God forbid that.
What game is everyone playing at the casino?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Beach slots.
We don't play blackjack or that sort of thing.
Why not?
And we don't play bingo. Maybe I'll play bingo today.
If we play bingo, we lose less money.
Yeah. That's right, but I don't know. I can't keep an eye on 15 cards.
Char, do you think I can play blackjack yet?
No.
No, Mary, we tried at Ho-Chunk, and that was a no-go.
That's bullshit. You have lost all your money,
uh-huh.
And then I went to the table, and we started losing, and you had a pot of money, a pot of chips, and I did. And then we started losing. You pulled back your chips. You left mine in. I started winning. And then all of a sudden you went in and you were like doubling down.
Accurate, except those were all my chips that I let you play with.
And I won all your money back.
You won my money.
I did.
With my money, which equals my money.
You had lost like $200.
I was down, but I wasn't up.
Well, this is fun to watch.
But good luck charm.
We've been driving for an hour and we're still in Fond du Lac somehow.
We were in Walmart.
We were.
Oh my goodness.
Door-to-door service here. All right, so Mary, we need to finish the loop. We gotta complete the story.
We're done with that conversation, Charlie. That is over.
Right now, what we know, though, is that you've never been to his house and you don't know his last name.
He
so open.
She knows his last name. Yeah. She's just isn't letting it loose.
So open your window.
No.
So you've introduced this guy to your mother.
So you're going out.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Nope.
Mary.
One see, this is a, this is how I drove to Oneida.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's easy.
Easy
it
breezy.
Was a zip zip.
Zip zip.
Yep.
Mary, where did you think Grandma was when she went to the casino?
I didn't care.
That's for sure.
What happened? You guys get into a little tiff or what?
No, I just took off and she didn't care. I think she's with Matt.
No, I was.
Oh,
she was with Matt. That
now
was
I
it.
See.
Yeah, she wasn't even at home. She was with Matt.
So that is bull.
It is not bull. You were with Matt.
I was on the phone with Sam. I went to the chapel. Then I went to Dad's memorial. Then I went to
well,
the mausoleum.
Well, pause.
And then I gave up.
What'd you do at the chapel with Matt? Going to the chapel and we're
Lois.
Gonna get married.
You've gotten yourself in trouble twice.
Can I dig myself up?
Lubricant Lois?
No. Lubricant Lois. She's on her way out.
Oh, my God. Let me have some fun, please.
Well, Lou, you and I have been the best of friends. At the casinos for so many years.
We figured out you and Lois have been friends for 71 years.
71 years of friendship.
Yeah.
We were talking about it when you...
many people can say that.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
We were talking about that when you guys were in Walgreens.
And then...
Started at Max.
Yep.
Max, 14 years old, and that's how you guys met your husband, selling them beer while they were underage.
That's all right.
I think they were doing that, weren't you?
Yeah. But Bob was going with a different girl. Her name was...
Bubbles.
Yeah, Bubbles.
Wait, Grant?
Her name was Sharon Nussbaum.
I can see why they called her Bubbles.
Sharon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was
really
going with Sharon Nussbaum.
And they really called her.
Not Shirley, Sharon.
Oh, Sharon Nussbaum. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did they call her Bubbles? So.
Why did. Oh, everybody's Bubbles. Bob went with. Besides me.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Well, if he got. If he was going through the park, you know, he always said the girls just chased him. He had to run because the girls were after him.
Yeah, every time he came home.
Yeah,
the park,
so
he said,
and one of them was Bubbles.
I couldn't get away from him.
No, I know.
I don't remember Bubbles.
Yeah, well, she's one of those girls that was chasing him. And one of them was Bubbles.
I couldn't get away from him.
No, I know.
I don't remember Bubbles.
Yeah, well, she's one of those girls that was chasing them, and one of them was Bubbles.
Welcome to Carroll University Football on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. The Pioneers own back-to-back winning seasons and are on the way to make it three in a row.
Plus, it's homecoming. And after two tough weeks on the road, the Pioneers want to get back to winning, hosting the Elmhurst Blue Jays. Carroll University Football is brought to you locally by Mia's in downtown Waukesha.
And by the Shaw, WAUK, and Civic Media. Now, let's join Don Brown and Johnny Watermullen on the field for all the action.
Let's go, Pios!
Happy homecoming, and welcome to the University City of Waukesha, Wisconsin, home of the state's oldest university, Carroll University, and their home field, Schneider Stadium. I am downtown Donnie Brown, and I am joined, as always, by my good friend and faithful color guy, Johnny Watermelon.
And how you doing, everybody?
I'm third chair. We are honored to have Triple G, Greg Wanschneider. Greg, how are you today?
Hello, I'm good. How are you guys? Happy homecoming.
We are fantastic.
Yeah, big weekend.
Yes. You know,
and the weather's clear just in time as we see the marching band coming onto the field. We had a wonderful parade, homecoming parade.
Yes,
I was really impressed with. They blocked off Barstow to allow it to happen, and just a lot of school spirit in the air, a lot of alumni showing their faces, and just a great atmosphere. We're expecting rain and heavy winds, and right now it just looks like not even so much wind, but certainly no rain, Johnny. How does that make you feel?
Well, really great, because last night it was actually raining in the press box.
We had an open-air box there, the coach's box.
A little shower action.
At Ken Holub Stadium at Waukesha South. So where the Blackshirts lost their last game to crosstown rival Waukesha North. I know Greg's happy with that result,
as is
his former teacher who's somewhere here in the box.
Yes, shout out to him.
It was a great moment for me, a great dad moment, as my son Evan Stout caught two touchdowns from Ben Jimenez.
Yes.
So we were just a lot of great things happening. But we're here at Carroll. One of the greatest story, I think, in Waukesha sports. One of the great, with the rise of this football program. Started the season 3-0 for the first time in how many years was that, Johnny?
Oh, I think like 9 or something, isn't it?
9 years, and they were within a play of going 4-0 after heartbreaking loss to Augustana.
Yeah.
And then last week, a tough one against the number one team in the country, but they put up 24 points against the defending national champions, who are still number one, North Central, and it was a 14-4 score in the first quarter, which I think was kind of a shock to the locals there and their homecoming. So I really like that first touchdown from Josh Raby, 4th and inches, and he was actually stopped, but he reached over like one of those 7-foot centers using that, and he just reached the ball over with his hand like a layup, and that got the touchdown, and that was really exciting. Great touchdown pass from 14 yards out to Trevor Hancock, and but yeah, beyond that, it was all North Central, and Carroll's looking to get back to their winning ways here against Elmhurst, 1-4, but don't let the record deceive you. Johnny, tell us about that.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Elmhurst has come off a few losses here because they played some really tough teams, Don. And this contest today is going to shape up. They look pretty good, you know, size-wise. But, you know, the stats, the Pios got them beat, man. I mean, they're just a tougher team. They've got a little bit better numbers. So I'm expecting, actually, for me, I'm seeing a high-scoring game. I think the Pios are going to run away with it.
You know, Johnny, when I think Blue Jays, you know, being from Western New York and the Niagara Frontier, I'm looking for a diamond and some Canadian accents, you know, and the Toronto Blue Jays. But I will say Elmhurst, so they're powder blue. They have powder blue pants, white jersey, powder blue numbers, and the light blue. They look like North Carolina, like
they
the Tar Heels.
They do,
and so that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Pios in all orange look like Clemson, like we're watching an ACC matchup. But this weather, though, these Midwestern rains and colder temperatures certainly don't look like ACC conditions, and this is a different rivalry in its own right, and it's homecoming, so a lot of celebration going on, seeing a lot more tents than usual, and
Don, it's Carroll knows that this is our Elmhurst knows that this is Carroll's homecoming, Carroll's big day, you know, so they're don't think that this Elmhurst team, despite their record, is just going to sit down and and take Carroll. They 1-4 teams are honestly, especially after losing their last game, they are gonna, you know, be desperate to and hungry to win.
Yeah.
This game.
Yeah, and the Blue Jays are led by quarterback Andre Acosta from Yuma, and you know, he wants to catch that 310 train. So he's gonna, you know, he's gonna give us quite an effort there. And but I also know too, Josh Raby is hungry for some more touchdowns and some more yards, both on the ground and in the air. And you know, we've had some injuries. You know, we really miss Nick Legnoli. I don't know if he'll be back today. But it was like we were talking to Ross Bucharetz and Dean, who does the live stream, and they were saying that boy, if they had had legs in that Augustana game, that might have been a different outcome.
Yeah.
He certainly adds more punch to that running attack. We've been impressed by the Bloomington Fly, the sophomore Mikey Coleman and Jackson Case. They put in some productive yards. We were thinking because of the weather that there'd be more of a running attack today, but now with the raining subside, John, what do you think the strategy for Carroll?
Well, I think they're going to mix it up a little bit. You know, Buddha likes to establish the run, and he certainly is going to do that because that opens up the pass, right? I'm thinking you're going to see some passing, man.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit of wind right now, but it's,
see the flags.
The rain has subsided.
Yep. Flags. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, you know, I like I said earlier, I think this is going to be a high-scoring game for the Pios, and my man, Josh Raby, the X-Man, is going to split the defense, and we're going to see a high-scoring game from my perspective, dude.
And Johnny's ode to the Axeman. He's wearing a flannel shirt.
Yep, I came looking like a Pio lumberjack
like
today.
Like a Pio lumberjack, so. And the Pios are going to hunt some birds, some blue jays.
Yes, yes.
Cooking some blue jays over a campfire on this cool night or this cool afternoon.
Right.
So, but I wanted to say the flags, you can get an indication of the wind. The flags are blowing pretty hard. Flags are also at half staff, and I believe that's to recognize those Americans and those people killed over in the Middle East from the Hamas attacks in Israel. And so our thoughts go out to all the victims, their families, and
definitely.
You know, everyone anywhere in these war-torn parts of the world. So keeping them close in our hearts.
So I just want to throw in one comment to kind of tag on to what Triple G just said a little while ago. You know, Elmhurst and the Blue Jays, nobody likes to have a record of 1-4, okay? They've been bloodied up a little bit. They're going to be mad as Hornets. They're going to be thirsty and hungry for a win. So yeah. I think you're going to see some what I call kind of trichinometry. I think you're going to see some plays that you wouldn't normally see with a different record. They're going to want to score and get a good start.
Yeah.
What do you think, Craig?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're in for a high-scoring game, especially with this weather. We'll have to see how much, even with, you know, the field is still wet. You know, I was just walking on there a few minutes ago. The field is still a little bit wet. Our ground crew does a great job of trying to make sure the field is in good game condition. But so there may be some ball handling issues. I personally think we're going to see a high scoring game. And in high scoring games, you never quite know. You know,
never can tell.
Who's going to
yeah.
come out on top. We hope the Pios, you know, this would be a great win. A lot. Not only is this homecoming weekend, but this is family weekend. So a lot of the football team's family members are here this weekend. And I've met some of them already. And so it's really...
Yeah,
going to be, they want to show up well.
I sure hope those parents save some pulled pork for me and Johnny after the game, if I have time to make it over. John's laughing. He's like, I can't stop talking about that pulled
you're
pork.
You're on the pulled pork thing again.
You know, when you're getting, you're in one of those hot holding crock pots, you think it's going to dry out, but no, it's moist and it was beautiful. And I wanted, man, getting back to the Blue Jays of Elmhurst are coached by Mike Murray. It's his first year with the organization. He's 5-39 as a coach. 1-4, but don't let that deceive you. Mike Murray was one of the assistant coaches at North Central College the last few years, and so he's got some recipes, some winning recipes that he wants to try to instill here at Elmhurst. So, you know, program in development that wants to be, you know, where Carroll is and wants to someday be where North Central is. And so it's going to be a dogfight here in spite of the numbers that are not in Elmhurst's favor. So... And they're giving out the announcements for the starting lineups, and I think we'll go ahead and do that. Johnny, I'll do Elmhurst, and you can do Carroll. How's that sound?
I will do my best.
You do your best. So
okay.
Starting with the Elmhurst defense, defensive end is Ettore Egbenya, the sophomore from Glenview, Glenbrook South High School. Defensive tackle Justin Harris, a 6'3", 235-pound sophomore from Maywood, Illinois, Proviso East High School. Defensive tackle, number 97, Andre Hunt, 6'5", sophomore from Urbana, Illinois. Defensive end, Jamin Gooden, 6'4", sophomore from Chicago, Illinois. Offensive linebacker, outside linebacker, excuse me, is number 16, Antonio Carrillo, 5'11", senior from Elmhurst, Illinois. Inside linebacker, Bryce Gable, 6', 235-pound grad student, fifth year, redshirt, Granville. Inside linebacker is Jake Masco. 5'10 grad, fifth-year senior from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Cornerback is number 27, Talon West, 6' junior from Lake Mary, Florida. Strong safety, Jeff Leleiter, 6'3 freshman from Antioch, Illinois, near the border. Free safety is Connor DeVries, the 6'3 junior from Lawton, Michigan. And their corner is Chris Reeves, the 5'10 junior from Brighton, Michigan. So, and now for the Elmhurst offense. We have left tackle Javon Manuel, the sophomore from Katy, Texas. Left guard Mustafa Dan Mutum, the junior from Carroll Stream, Illinois. Don Brown, without the E, no relation, the 6 foot fifth-year student from Tampa, Florida. Larson Lovelace is Don Brown's the center. Larson Lovelace is the right guard, number 54, and he's a 6'1 senior from Champaign, Illinois. Right tackle, number 72, Caden Cornell, the 6'4 sophomore from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Tight end is R.J. Anderson, the 6'4 senior from Algonquin, Illinois. Wide receiver, Max McCarville, the 6' junior from Kenosha. Wide receiver, number 17, Gabe Holtke, the 5'8 senior from Pekin, Illinois. Wide receiver, Jacob Cockrell, the 5'11 sophomore from Stonebridge, Georgia. Quarterback, Andre Acosta, the 6'1 sophomore from Yuma, Arizona, looking for that 310 train. And the running back, Aiden Pollock, the 5'11 sophomore from Pella, Iowa. Is that where the Pella windows come from, Johnny?
They do.
So that's Elmhurst starting lineup. Johnny, if you could favor us with Carroll.
Okay, Carroll, left tackle, number 77, Nate Johnson.
This 6'5", is their offense.
280, yep, offense. Sophomore from Menasha. Kind of my neck of the woods up there.
There you go, yeah.
Left guard, Joey Cole, 6'2", 260, junior. And then we've got center, number 78, Max Castellanos. Castellanos, sorry about that.
That's
6'1", 280. And then we have right guard, Trevor Pye, 6'1", 295, kind of a big fella.
Yep. From Waterford.
Right tackle, Kevin Whitman, 6'2", 290, junior. Tight end, Reed Breckheimer, 6'1", 250. Sophomore, wide receiver, number 84. We all know him, Austin Eckstead, 6'4", 250-pound senior, and boy, can that guy play. Wide receiver, Josh Hill, another great wide receiver, 6'1", 195. He's a senior. Another wide receiver, Keon Miller, 5'10", 200-pound senior. And my quarterback, the Axeman, Josh Raby, 6'7", 215 senior. Out of Algonquin.
Good job, Johnny.
Yeah, thank you. I was practicing.
And then
that.
One of your fan and favorites?
Mikey Coleman,
the
5'11".
The fly.
210. He gets a little buggy. That's what I call
sophomore.
Him.
The sophomore.
Right.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so that's your offensive lineup.
Our kickers and punters are Jacob Laurent, who's two field goals away from a new record, the senior from Kenosha, and then the punter, number 98, Noah Streveler from Stevens Point, a pointer. Or went to Stevens Point area senior high school. So those are your lineups, and we got about 15 minutes for a kickoff. So let's, Anya, if we could do a quick station identification and maybe a 30-second break, that would be terrific. We'll be back here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network at WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM. Anna, Anya, take it away.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back, everybody, to Carroll University Schneider Stadium, where the Pioneers are taking on Elmhurst University Blue Jays. This is going to be a great contest. We're at homecoming weekend. We're going to have some fun, right?
That's right.
And, you know, Go ahead, guys. We've got the best seats in the house.
The warmest, anyway.
The driest. Warmest, yes. Yes, up here in the Schneider Stadium press box. But, hey, if you are listening on the Civic Media app or if you're listening on 540 AM or 101.1 FM, come on out here. There's still room for you. There's still time for you to come on out and enjoy some great football action.
Love it. So who's doing the national anthem again, Greg? You're going to tell
us. The national anthem is being done by the Carroll University Choirs.
Nice.
They have a new director this year. I've forgotten the name of the choir director at this point. Maybe someone from Carroll is listening to us broadcast right now, and they have that information. But they have a brand new choir director as of this year.
Nice.
And
is that them in the end zone, so, Greg?
Yes.
Okay, I was wondering. Yeah,
probably them. So
terrific.
The, and They have several different groups. They have an a cappella group called Pianissimo.
Nice.
They have a female a cappella group called the Pio Pitches.
Okay.
And several different choirs. So,
Greg, will this be an a cappella national in addition to the vocals, or will the marching band be supporting the choir?
Do you know? I'm not sure on that.
Okay.
I do not know.
So, kind of a little surprise here, you know, for the listeners.
Yeah, so. And this is the last, I should also mention, at halftime, the band always performs their halftime routine. This will be the Pioneer Marching Band, by the way, under the direction of Patrick Coughlin.
Nice.
This will be their last performance of that 90s show, their marching band routine. So that'll retire after. And next week we'll start a new show called Karaoke.
Karaoke, I love it.
Nice.
Johnny, I can do some karaoke.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Johnny, like somebody, the little Hank Williams, is that your or what?
I'm more of a blues harmonica player.
There you go.
Man,
you'll bring out the blues harp?
Well, nice. I do.
Good.
I was going to add that into the thing here at the end.
You could.
But
we'd make room.
My karaoke song is Basket Case by Green Day, but don't
there
make
you
me
go.
Sing it
nice.
Right, right now.
Nice.
Sounds good.
You're talking about the singers in the end zone there. Just a quick count there. I can see there's about 40 people down there, so this is going to sound great today.
Yeah, it'll sound awesome.
That'll be terrific. So we're looking forward to that. And Greg, I got something for you. You mentioned that 70s show, which the marching band was using for their theme. And one thing we learned from one of our one of the shows on WAUK, As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bryant. If you remember in the title sequence to that 70s show, you hear a voice yell, "Hello, Wisconsin." And that's actually from Cheap Trick. In Illinois, they weren't drinking age when they started out, so they'd play a lot of gigs in Wisconsin so they could drink, and they'd start every show with, "Hello, Wisconsin." So that's where that comes from in that 70s show, and I think it's kind of clever.
And Don, speaking of drinking, by the way, Carol has released a new beer for homecoming.
What?
And
Carroll University. Do they have a brewery on campus?
They don't have a brewery on campus. It's in cooperation with Raised Grain, local brewing company. But
sounds
they've
great.
Got a new beer. I'm, of course, forgetting the name of it right now. But and you can pick
Orange
it up.
Courage.
Yeah.
Pio Spirit.
Pio Spirit. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. But you can pick
Johnny's
it up.
Johnny's looking it up now, so yeah.
Maybe it's a
you
Pio
can pick
Pilsner.
It up in the Carroll cafeteria. So.
Oh, wow. That's good to know. So after the game,
if you are
right?
21 or over.
Yeah,
of course.
Johnny got carded yesterday, a pick and save, which he was very delighted to be a part of. And
well, that's because I'm such a slim, good-looking fella.
That's it.
And,
oh,
you know, I got carded.
You're like one of those movie stars in his 50s or 60s
right?
that still looks, you know.
Can I see your IDs?
Yeah.
Okay.
So next time we'll put like a fraternity sweatshirt on you and see, or a Carroll sweatshirt and see if they think you're a young grad student.
Also want to give a little bit of Carol Pick their homecoming court and homecoming king and homecoming queen.
Nice.
A.C. Miller is our homecoming queen. I'm not sure who the
That's
king is.
Letter A,
point,
letter C Miller is the name?
Yes.
Love it.
And she is a swimmer, and she just is got to give her a shout out. She's got one of the kindest hearts on campus.
That's nice.
And so congratulations to AC and the entire homecoming.
Pio Pete comes out in the field, and here come he's leading the Pioneers out. And a big big roar from the Pioneer faithful. Pios today are in all orange with the Navy jersey numbers and fonts. And Carol written across the top of the numbers. Orange helmets with beloved Pio Pete, the logo icon. And who plays Pio Pete, the mascot here? Is he a scholarship student like they do at the other schools?
I believe that it is a student.
Great. Well, that's got to be
sure
a fun
who
gig.
That is. Yeah, that's. That has
on a day
be.
Like today, he's glad to have that heavy clothing on too. I imagine. So here comes the choir out into the field. And I talk about this a lot. A lot of these games having a festival atmosphere, and it certainly is true today. Surrounding the stadium, there's different crowds of people cheering on the Pios and tents, and up there in the Elmez. And along the gate there, alumni and fans enjoying themselves. The Falcone mezzanine is full with fans and well-wishers. And the choir, you said this is a new choir, right, Greg? Coming
new
out
new choir director, yes.
Right here at the at midfield. And so one of your assignments, Greg, will be get the name of their director. And, oh, yeah. The Pioneer Hazy IPA is the dedicated Carol Bear and from Raised Grain, and will proceeds. Some of those proceeds go back to the university, or
yes,
how does that work?
Yes, okay, they good. Will. All right, they will. Yep. So
good.
There
deal.
Was a big event out at Raised Grain last night. I was not in attendance.
Okay.
But,
yeah, we were calling the North South game.
Yeah.
So, but we're also missing the meat raffle at Raised Grain that's going on right now. The local firefighters union are putting it on, and proceeds from the raffle go to benefit the Parade Memorial Fund. So a lot, so much going on today. We missed the pet walk at the cemetery where the mayor and the assistant chief, Tom Wagner, dedicated the canine memorial. And now
I wanted to go to that thing.
Me too.
Rain.
I think we're about to start the national anthem. Here we go.
Yeah, here comes the national anthem, I believe.
So give us a moment here.
Oh, yeah, no. The choir is singing the carol hymn.
Oh, it's the carol hymn here first, so. And you can hear that from here for those listening at home. So Johnny's stretching to the end of the door so we can get a better audio. It's a 40-piece choir, 40-member, I should say. So a good start there, singing the Carol hymn, they call it, or song.
Carol
if you will.
College hymn.
The Carol
College
University hymn. Carol University hymn, yep. Thanks. Now we're seeing the Blue Jays coming out from their visiting locker room across the street as they run down Barstow in a parade of their own that's going in the opposite direction of the homecoming parade. Again, the visiting Blue Jays are in powder blue pants, white jerseys, powder blue numbers, and the powder blue helmets with the Blue Jay logo. And here they come onto the field. Not much fanfare. I don't see many Elmhurst fans really over in the. There's a dedicated section here. I see a couple light blue hats. So I guess perhaps they don't travel as well as our beloved Pioneers. So now we're going to do the national anthem with the choir again leading the way. So we'll take a moment here as we can listen. And a very rousing rendition by the Carol Choir of our national anthem. And thanks to Johnny for stretching Greg's mic out there so you could listen at home. And quick announcement to my wife, Melissa. That brownie in the kitchen is from James Santel, for a gift from Morning Cannolis for me and my guests. It's for you with all my love. I love you very much. And enjoy the brownie. And thanks again. That's from Glorioso's, too, by the way. So.
And question for Johnny over there, looking at the window. What do you see at when you... Don just told us about the Elmhurst sidelines. Is the Carroll student section looking pretty?
It's looking
pretty
good.
And just
to give you a comment on Elmhurst, there's seven people here from Elmhurst. They don't travel very well, apparently. There's not too many folks there, yeah. But student section for the Pios, it's rocking.
It's rocking.
Yeah.
Yes.
It sure is.
They're packed in like sardines, yep. Man. This is going to be a great event today.
Here come the captains onto the field for the Pios. It's Josh Raby, Josh Hill, Damon Loker and Elios Martinez. And they will be meeting number 8, Bryce Gable, number 74. Actually, I don't have his name here. Let's see here. Number 89 is Alex Gura. And, Don Brown, number 71. No relation. Spells his name wrong. No E. Without the E, it's shoe polish. And there's a fourth captain in plain clothes. Actually, two captains in plain clothes. 38, Ryan Burton. No, it can't be him. So they shake hands. So Carroll will receive the kickoff, which would lead me to believe that Elmhurst won the toss, unless Carroll wants to come out on offense, come out flying. So, but